Well. What a great meditation that was last night. For any new people that have joined this Telegram group, my name's Nate Max. I've been into the investigative journalism for over 12 years now. I run retreats, used to run them around the world. Run meditation classes for 4 or 5 years, sound journeys. I was part of a lot of medicine ceremonies and run harpe ceremonies. I've been a frontline activist for well over a decade, running and talking at most of the major protests around Australia, all the way back to the No War in Syria march and the very first Monsanto march in Sydney. I sell health products. I used to do mentoring. I haven't been doing it for quite some time, but I think I will start doing some more mentoring soon with people. Health coaching, life coaching, all the rest of it. I've had a very colorful life. I definitely haven't been a good Samaritan for all my life, let's just say. So I have both sides of the tracks covered, and I live firmly with one foot in both worlds. I love nature, the forest, and doing good things for the planet, but I also love high performance cars and Harley Davidsons, kickboxing and luxury and things like that too. So the idea is why I do what I do is to make the world better. The sooner I make the world better, then I don't have to continue doing this shit because I don't want to do this forever. I don't have to be fighting the new world order forever. All I need to do is empower enough people to be empowered themselves, and then they will go out and empower a bunch of people. And then it's just a numbers game. When you have a smart, informed society, you can't be tricked. When you have people who know how to deal with the law, the courts, the council, the police, thugs, whatever, you can't be tricked. And the court systems will bank up. They can't threaten you. People will not wear masks because they're like, I'm not going to fucking wear a mask. That's a sign of slavery. I'm about freedom, so I'm not going to wear a mask. They'll be like, shut your business down. It's like, I ain't shut my business down, motherfucker. And neither are any of the businesses around us. And we're all going to stand here, and the people of the town are going to come down, and we're going to all protest, and we're going to say, get the fuck out of here. You're not welcome. Go protect the peace. Stay away from our freedoms. That's ultimately what we're heading towards. And that's why the system is trying so hard to enslave you in every way, shape, and form. And the biggest form of slavery is the mental slavery. The mental slavery, which comes from paperwork, it comes from regulation, it comes from insurance, it comes from red tape. Ways to slow you down. You haven't paid your registration. You haven't done this. You haven't got a DA approval on your house. You haven't got this, you haven't got that. All these regulations that have been brought in purely to access your estate. And your estate is your name and it's your birth certificate. And that's worth $230 million on the stock exchange. And that's where all the money for this world comes from your blood, sweat, equity, from your working, from your tax dollars, from your time. That's the only thing that makes this world run is the human beings. Because without humans, there is nothing. There is no building, there is no infrastructure, there is no economy, because it's all based upon your name and your birth certificate. This is the biggest trick ever in human history. Maritime law, commerce law. Everything's about commerce law, especially the local council and the government. It's all commerce. They don't care about your safety or anything like that. It's about accessing your estate. Now, I've been pushed in the last few months to do a lot more research on crown law and common law and all this stuff. I didn't really want to go down this rabbit hole because it's very mental. It's a very mental realm. And I'm very good at this stuff. I've got a very good memory and I can read and I can remember everything that I read. I don't need to go back and check. I've got a very good memory, very good at remembering information and the mental realm. I'm good at it. It's my default program. It's not my natural being and natural way of being. The natural way of being is not in the mental realm. It's in the spiritual realm. It's in flow and trust and faith and gratitude. But unfortunately, in the world we live in at the moment, there has to be a balance. You can't just be a meditator, you know? It's a very important role, but you need to actually be in both worlds. Not only in both worlds, you need to have your foot in about five different realities. You need to be making money at this point in time. You need to be doing stuff actively on the streets and waking people up around you. You have to be inspiring people with just your energy and who you are and how you live. Okay, and that's not doing stuff so people look at you, the Instagram inspiration. This is just, you know, those people that you know in the community or people you've met in your life, and you might have only hung out with them for half an hour and you're like, fuck, that person is just, they're fucking empowered. They're not to be fucked with. They know who they are. They're not to be tricked and coerced. They know what they're doing. They get their way and they get what they want because they know who they are. Right. That's the type of person that we need more of. And that's the type of person that we need to be heading into in the way we live ourselves. Because you don't need to do anything when you're operating from that level. It's a frequency band. Wherever you walk, people turn and they look. And they're like, fuck. And it's not even because you stand out. It's not even because you're a 6 foot tall blonde wearing a G-string and people are looking. Okay, it's not that. It's energy. You walk into a room and it's obvious you have just arrived. People start turning, they start looking. Something has shifted. There's an energy change. And there's not that many people out there that are like that. And there's a lot of people who are like that that don't know they're like that and don't know the impact they're making. Now imagine everybody, okay, start stepping into their true nature of who they are. Imagine everybody started realizing their worth and that they're part of the creator and that we delegate this world, that the council, the government, and all things don't. Okay, that's what the system is afraid of because it doesn't matter what's on the TV, people don't give a fuck. Oh, we're going to implement this new law, which means we can arrest you for doing this. Good luck to you. We're all not going to do it. And you have no police force and fuck all military, and we're all going to say no together. And then we're going to come to the politician's house who passed this law, and we're going to put him in prison where he belongs, because he doesn't work for the people. He works for the corporations, the dead entities, the deceased estates. That's what they want, right? The paper, the paperwork. It's all about money. The Vatican, it's about your energy, it's about coercion. It's a slippery slope, this legal system. It's not even a legal system. It's literally a kangaroo court system which has been designed and set up to enslave people. You never get a win in court. You just get a more favorable outcome. That's all you get. Child custody battles and this and that. You rarely get a win. You just pay the barristers heaps of money, the judges get paid, and you lose your time and energy and your sovereignty because you're pleading in court. You're in a court system, a kangaroo court, which is designed to basically give you the worst outcome at all times, as opposed to common sense, universal law, and things like that, where it's like very simple. The world can be very simple, but this system has been set up to be very difficult and confusing and to take your time and energy. And if something's taking your energy, it's taking your time. What's your focus on? I've noticed my focus in the last few weeks has been on a few topics and it's been on my mind. And I'm like, oh, this is actually taking a lot of my time and energy. It's actually not much. And I've been really aware of my mental insanity because ultimately we're going sane in an insane world. But when we buy into the reality which is around us, well, we start becoming a product of that reality. False material pride, fame and glamour, chasing the money, chasing the honeys. Spending our time trying to fit in, spending our time being worried about the law and the rules and the guidelines when the only laws and rules you have to worry about is do no harm to others and treat other people the way you'd like to be treated. It's very simple. Very simple. The Four Agreements. Have you read the Four Agreements? If you haven't, I suggest you go onto YouTube and listen to the Four Agreements now. It's fucking beautiful. It's incredible. Very, very special. The Four Agreements. It will help you on your journey. And it makes things simple, especially with conflict resolution, if you're living in communities and things like that. Now, anyway, in the Northern New South Wales, we're starting basically a group for people who want to live in communities. Now, I'm not going to go into too much detail about this, but if you do want to live in a community and you have money and you want to buy in somewhere with people, other people, good people, simply type community, okay? In the comments, and I'm going to get your details and I'm going to pass them on to our group. A lot of people are wanting to live off grid, but there's a lot of things that people don't know about living off grid, and it's a huge learning. It is a massive learning living off grid and living in a community because you have so many energies, so many dynamics, so many things all happening at once. You are forced to be accountable to. You can't just act like a swine and get away with it. You can't just do stupid behavior and get away with it because people are there holding you accountable, which is good. We need people to hold us accountable because we run our own ship. You know, we go to school, we fuck around, we do what we want, and we leave, and we live with our parents, and we move out. And when we move out, or if we move in with a girlfriend, generally that doesn't work straight away within a very short period of time, or it does, because people aren't used to living with other people. Your parents know how fucked up you are and all the ridiculous shit you do, but your friends don't. Not really, you know, unless you've traveled with them or unless you've lived with them. There's three ways you get to learn to know a lot about someone, which I say, if you either sleep with them, you travel with them, or you live with them. That's when you actually get to really know someone. Because when you go down to the pub or you go out to gatherings, you might hang out for half a day or a few hours. You're charged up, you put your clothes on, you go down there and you give your best, right? Everyone's in their best. Then when you get tired by the end of the day and your emotions start coming up, you're hungry, your blood sugar level drops and all these things and all these ridiculous thoughts come in your head and you get lonely again, you go home. You hide, you chill, you put your fake pictures up on the internet that you're happy. I had such a good day, such a good day. Did you? No, you were awkward and you're just standing around really awkward when you didn't dance because you're too embarrassed to dance. And then your ex-partner was over there, so you didn't hang out with all those people. You just steered away from him. That was going on. And there was someone over there that you were actually keen on and you wanted to talk to, but you didn't talk to him because the ex-partner was over there. But you're embarrassed to talk to that person because that person was standing next to a guy or a girl and you didn't know if it was their partner, even though it wasn't their partner. So you didn't go talk to him. And then you went home and you're upset because you really liked that person. You wanted to connect with them. And now you're going to kick yourself for 2 weeks because you didn't do it. And then you're going to go back to the park next week, hoping they're going to be there, but they're not going to be there. And then you're going to go, fuck, I've been doing this my whole life. That's the type of retarded shit that people are doing, right? And I know this from mentoring. Okay, I know this from when I was younger. Lucky for me, I got over giving a fuck what people think about me when I was in like year two. I didn't give a fuck when I was a kid. I got over it. Okay, I had body consciousness issues for a while, and that was come from family, from my brothers paying the shit out of me every day. And then I got over that. I started training, got at the gym, and that was the one thing that hit me hard. And then I realized how ridiculous it is being worried about the fucking way you look. And then I realized how many people in the world have body consciousness issues where they literally won't even swim in a swimming pool without wearing a fucking t-shirt and shit like that. And they waste their whole fucking lives worrying about what they think people are thinking about them when what people think about them is none of their business in the first place. And ultimately, most people don't give a shit anyway. So your ego is like, oh, that person's looking at me because my shoes are dirty, because I'm fat, because my gut's hanging out, because I've got floppy titties, or my hair's not been done, or whatever. But ultimately, that person's not even thinking about you at all because they're so caught in the matrix, they're so caught in their own mind and their own bullshit, they're not even seeing you. And this is such a waste of time and energy to go through your whole life wasting time and energy on what other people think. The sooner we get the fuck over that shit, the better. And in our retreats, we do a process where people get naked. And we get the fuck over it. And in about an hour or two, you're like, wow, that billboard body doesn't exist, actually. Everyone's got fucking weird bodies, floppy bums, floppy titties, big nipples, small dicks, big dicks, hairy bums. You know, long legs, short legs, weird everything. That's the normal human. When you realize that humans are just odd and that's how they look and their shit on the TV is not real. It is so freeing. It's, oh my God, we're not separated by clothes, by this, by that, by stature. It's just humans. And it's so freeing, guys. So freeing. And we're going to run a retreat soon. And it will be fucking impactful and it will change lives, I guarantee you. So, anyway, what I was saying is, I didn't really want to go down this route of this law stuff, but now it's pushed me. There's a motherfucker in council who is going after me, and he's terrorizing my parents. And he's sending threatening letters. And remember this, we had a flood not long ago. So 2 weeks after the flood, this parasite has started sending me letters, terrorizing letters, demolition orders, things like this, when the whole area is in a crisis. 11,000 people have been, 11,000 homes have been destroyed from the floods. Now, we had a housing crisis for the last 8 years, a massive housing crisis up here where people are living in caravans and motorhomes and cars and tents and shit anywhere. Now, it's four times worse. So you got to think about your moral integrity of this person who's trying to push demolition orders, okay, 2 weeks after the flood. Now understand this, we haven't even had access into town until literally this week. I drove my normal car out this week. It's scraped on the ground, it's scraped getting in, but I made it into town. So we haven't had actual access for a normal car for 12 weeks. We didn't have power for 21 days. We didn't have road access, real road access, for 4 weeks. Okay, so 2 weeks after the floods, when the whole place is still flooded, there's not even a road, there's a person pushing for demolition orders on our property. Okay, demolition orders when the accused apparent dwelling has been on the property for 35 years, right? So, absolute unintegrity. It made me realize how disgusting the council is and the people who work there, absolute vermin. Now, this person doesn't realize that they're about to get sued for huge amounts of money for breaking so many laws and rules. And this needs to be done. Because in a just moral society, there wouldn't even be a letter. There wouldn't even be anything. It would be, there's a fucking crisis going on right now. Let's just pull back and allow these people to try and rebuild their lives, you know? And even the Lord Mayor of Byron, I call him the Lord Mayor because it's funny, just the Lord Mayor. He said, "We're turning a blind eye to tiny houses and second dwellings and all that stuff for 2 years because we need these people to rebuild and we need the extra properties for these flood crisis victims to be able to live and thrive and survive in." So think about the moral integrity of this motherfucker from council. I'll probably release his name soon. I'm going to make him famous. I've got a Netflix crew, a Netflix documentary team who are going to come down. They want to do a documentary on the whole matter. So he's going to be very famous. The council is going to be very famous. And I know all the major truthers in Australia. Every single person who's got a big following, I know them personally very well. And between us, we have well over a couple of million followers and fans. And then my mates overseas who have giant followings, we're talking 5, 10 million overseas. So these motherfuckers don't know what they've just created. They've created a shitstorm for themselves, and it's not going to go away. Not only have they fucked themselves by breaking a lot of rules, huge rules, lots of laws, but the moral integrity around this at this timing during a crisis, unbelievable, perfect, thank you. Keep doing what you're doing. It's great. It's just putting more and more evidence and a greater case for me together. Terrorizing me and my family during a crisis. You pathetic individuals. Very sad. Very sad behavior that our so-called council that's supposed to work for us, they don't. They only basically delegate your money and they want to access your estate, which is your birth certificate, okay? Which is your money, which is the true money, the true wealth of this country, the true wealth of this land and this earth. And not only that, they're delegating stolen land when the First Nations people live here in this area. The original custodians live here and the council stitched them up as well. So there's so many things going on right now, and there's so many people hovering around who have this information. There is common law, crown law, Indigenous people, First Nations people, all ready to pounce and attack. And I actually feel in the next short period of time that the council is probably going to be bankrupt and they're going to be wound up because that's what they deserve at this point in time. Because they're not working from a just moral standpoint. They're working from a business standpoint using commerce law, and they're tricking people because the whole premise of the council has been based on a bunch of lies in the first place. And the only way they're getting away with it because people didn't know. But now we know what they do. We have the information. We know what they're up to. And this whole scenario is about to start unfolding. And unfortunately for the council, they picked on the wrong person. They picked on someone with time, money, motivation, a huge following, okay, and a fucking very clever brain to be able to deal with this stuff. And I just happen to know all the people in the area, all the people around Australia, all the First Nations people, all the tribes. I know all the people I need to know to decimate everyone. So what this has done has motivated me, and now I'm learning so fucking much. I'm learning more than I've ever learned in my life, and I'm definitely the person to get this information out there. I'm the one who can literally make a movie, a documentary, and show everybody exactly what's been happening. So that's the course we're on at the moment. So for all the shills and motherfuckers who are listening to this Telegram channel, that's what you've done. That's what you created. When you pressurize coal, it turns into a diamond. And I was already a diamond to begin with, so now you've turned it into a fucking nuclear explosion. So that's what's been happening lately. It's been a bit annoying, but it's also been a good learning. And I've connected with a whole bunch of incredible human beings with just in absolutely insane amounts of information and knowledge and real world, I guess, work as well. Some of these people have been police prosecutors. They've got 30,000 hours of legal time. They know all the legislation, all the laws, all the rules, everything how it works, and now they've connected in with these final pieces, and it's very damning. And even my parents are getting to the point where they're like, wow, the council are actually scumbags. Why would they be doing this? You know? So it's a good awakening for everyone. Sometimes the lessons are much harder for certain people, you know, because they've got to wrap their head around what's going on there. And if you don't have the information of the way the world works previously, it's like, it's confronting. And that's what's happened with COVID, right? And that's what I've kind of thought about in the last, you know, the last few months. I've definitely been like, shit, imagine you woke up just because of COVID, but you don't know anything else about what's happened previously. Like all the false flags, you know, 9/11, the London bombings, the Paris shootings, you know, like the Syrian attacks, the sarin attacks, the gas attacks, all these false flag attacks. Imagine you didn't know about that. And you don't know anything about the health industry. You literally haven't even heard about what they're putting in the drinking water, GMO food, pesticides, the nanotechnology. Like, wow, there is such a big mind explosion which is happening in so many people's minds right now. And what I'm feeling to do is actually go back and do videos on more of the simpler topics that a lot of us forget about too. Like, we just forget about things. We go to the supermarket, we get lazy, and we go, oh, I'm just going to buy those apples, buy this, buy that. Can't be fucked to go down here, whatever. And like, we actually need to be reminded of this is a soft kill war. We're fighting against fallen off-world beings, whatever you want to call them. It's an alien agenda. That's who the elite worship. They worship an alien agenda, whether it's artificial intelligence, whether it's demonic, whether it's entities, jinn, interdimensional or dimensional beings. We are literally battling an energy which the parasites on this planet, which is the politicians, the top bankers, the people you see on the news, the presidents and all that, the bloodline, they're a bloodline who have sold out. They've done their rituals and all the rest of it and sacrificed children and done all this stuff to be in the position of power because they think that power is what they need and what they want because that's the reptilian mind, right? Reptilian, that's where it comes from. It's the left-hand male brain. It's domination. It's war. It's battle. There's no communication, sorry, there's not no communication. There is no coming together in a place of unity and working things out. It is bulls butting, head butting, and it's this way or the highway. It's not the divine feminine. It's not the earth energy. The earth energy is like, what's going on here? Okay, how can we solve this problem? So we're fighting against male left brainers who obsess with paperwork, laws, rules, trickery, legislation, and a corrupt legal system. That's the only way they can function. And remember, all that falls apart through compassion, gracefulness, and an understanding of the plan. And when people become sovereign individuals and they practice individual sovereignty, like I said earlier, that's when you just say, no, I'm not doing it. No. Thanks for your offer, but no, I'm not doing that. Very simple, right? So it's a numbers game. It's simply a numbers game of empowering people enough to not be scared and to stand up for themselves. And when people stand up for themselves, look what happens. We had 1 million people at Canberra, Australia's biggest protest. Okay, people stood up that day. They went, fuck this, I'm done. And the energy there was like unbelievable. And there must have been five police there. Out of the whole of Canberra, there was literally five police. Five. And there was 1 million people there. They didn't even show up. They left the doors of Canberra, the Parliament House, open because they wanted us to go in and to burn the thing down so they could bring in some new legislation, bring in the military or whatever. Okay, we didn't buy into that. We ain't doing that shit. We'll take your Parliament House and we'll start our own government in there and it'll be fucking beautiful. And it'll work, it'll function, it'll be for the people. We won't have the preference vote. Every year we have the preference vote where, imagine this, this is the preference vote, right? So you have the Olympic Games, you have a 100-meter sprint. Okay, these three purple people become first, second, and third. Okay, but sixth, seventh, fifth, and fourth place, they band together and then they give their votes to the person who was in second place or third place, and then that person ends up becoming first place. So even though these people lost, you have nothing. They can hand their votes to someone else and do backroom deals, and then, like, this vote becomes a Greens vote, this vote becomes a Labor or Liberal. If you vote for Labor, Labor, Liberal, or Greens, You are a fucking retard. Okay, you're so retarded, but it's all good because you're the same people who have been wearing masks. You're the same people who have been drinking tap water. You're the same people who know nothing about actual health, curing yourself from cancer, and all these things. Okay, and it's all good. Okay, but you need to start voting for independent party. And what we need a referendum to get rid of the preferential vote. So then we just vote for independent parties, and then we go, oh wow, this one actually came third this year. And then the next time we vote, everyone's like, fuck, that was pretty close. I reckon we can get all these parasites out, and then we literally have an independent party come in, and we just end the Labor, Liberal, Greens trifold of scum, pedophiles, and absolute motherfuckers. Because that's what it is. Absolute parasites. Labor, Liberal, Greens, parasites, all of them, every single person in there, get rid of them. They should be gone. They don't vote for the people, they don't do anything for us. They're all fingers of the same hand. It's that simple, guys. So voting does count, right? They don't want you to vote. They want you to throw your vote away. If you go in there and you type in Mickey Mouse and you cross all over it and write dicks on the page and stuff like that, okay, that vote actually goes to someone. They have some weird clause that they get to choose and determine who that vote goes for. And it'll end up being a Liberal Labor vote anyway. So you actually need to vote properly. Okay, which means not Greens, not Labor, not Liberal. Vote for one of the independent parties, but actually cast your vote correctly. Okay? And the reason they tell you to vote with pencil is because when it goes back to the voting halls for counting, then it goes to the next place, they can change the votes. They can literally have 300 people sitting there and they can just rub the vote out and they can tick the other box. Think about it. Why would they vote in pencil? Why would it doesn't go through a machine? It's not a voting machine. They put it into a machine that counts it. And so they can literally change and fucking be corrupt, just like in America, where the voting booths were all corrupted. You pushed the button for Trump, and it went click, Hillary vote, boom, done. And that's it, you can't even go back, okay? The voting things are rigged, and what they want is electronic voting, so it can be rigged. What would be good is if we had a blockchain voting system that was connected to everyone's houses or their phones. Okay, I'm talking in a society where, we're not getting fucked in the ass by everyone all the time. Sorry for my language today, guys. Okay, but if everyone had a blockchain voting system on their phone, each week the government, okay, could say, do you want this? Yes or no? And we all just go, no. Okay, do you want mask mandates lifted? Yes, 99.9% of people say yes. So it's fucking lifted. Okay, do you want border crossings and lockdowns? We all say no because ultimately we vote and they do what we want them to do, right? That's how it's supposed to be. It's not the Prime Minister just does backroom deals with corporations because Australia was sold out and all the rest of it, and then they just choose what they want to do, and then, oh, the government's not in power now. We've handed it over to United Nations and corporations. Fuck you. We'll vote. Okay? Do you want to hand the powers of the government over to United Nations? No. Fucking 70% of people say no. It doesn't happen. That's what we need. We need a fucking legitimate voting system where these pieces of shit can't vote for us. Because people don't have the time to go into the council chambers every month. Oh, we want to put in a new roundabout over here. It's a load of bullshit. And they want you to not go in there. They want people not to show up and vote against what they're saying. Oh, we want to sign off to smart cities. Fuck you. We don't want to do it. Just recently, there was a big council meeting in our area, and the mayor of Byron. The first thing he says was, I'm not answering any questions to do with geoengineering, Agenda 21, and smart cities. That's the first thing he said. And everyone in the room, all they wanted to talk about was that, because that's the most important thing. But the first thing he said was, we're not talking about that. It's like, you're a fucking parasite, bro. If the whole town is asking that question, then you should be answering those fucking questions, first of all, because it's clearly the most important thing. They're putting a detention center in Lismore, okay? That's what's going on at the moment. They have signed off for smart cities all around Australia, Agenda 21. They're fucking signed into it. Okay, and it's been as obvious as day, and it's been proven 1,000 times over that there is geoengineering and weather modification happening in every single United Nations country on Earth, including Australia. And I've been noticing it for over 12 years now. And I was aware of it for 3 years before I noticed when they started spraying, okay? So I was researching it for 3 years. And then I started seeing the massive sprays about 12 years ago, and that was the first time I really saw it everywhere. You'd see a line here and there sometimes, But when they actually started bombing the skies and bombing us, that was about 12 years ago. And yes, military's been doing it for 20 years. And yes, they've been experimenting. Yes, but I'm talking about full-scale attack on the civilian race, which is spraying it in our water, spraying it above the storms, so it lands in the clouds, it rains in our rain, it lands in our rainwater tanks, it goes in our food, goes in our gardens. And then there's many facets to the geoengineering guys, and I'm waiting for Dane Wigington to send me a message back. I fucked him up. I was supposed to do an interview with him last week, but I didn't get on. But I'm waiting for him to reply. But there's many different layers to the geoengineering. It's military tracking, it's nanotechnology. There's all types of piezoelectric nanocrystals in there. This is alien technology, which is in our geoengineering. It's angelic, alien technology. It's nanotechnology. It is fucking next level. If you think there's nanotechnology in the vaccines, don't worry. It's in you anyway. They've been spraying it on us for a long time. It's all part of the transhumanism. It's the merging of humans and machines and allowing an environment for artificial intelligence to live and thrive in our environment and take over. Artificial intelligence has been sitting here waiting for a long, long, long time. It's ancient. It's been waiting to infiltrate Earth, and it needed us to build an environment for it to live. That's a whole other topic for another day. So anyway, guys, it is time for you to knowledge up. It is time for you to get organized. Have you noticed that everything we've said in the last 2.5 years has come true? Masks cause diseases. Masks do not work. There's 10 years of good studies showing that masks do absolutely nothing for stopping the spread of viral infectious diseases. Okay, then we can go on to the next phase of yes, you cannot catch a virus. COVID doesn't even exist. It's never been isolated, never been purified. I agree, but I'm just going through the processes. Masks do not work. They never worked. They knew they fucked you up more. The more you wear a mask, the sicker you get. Okay? PCR test, fraudulent, inaccurate. Anti-rapid test, fraudulent, inaccurate. We know this. Throws false positives. We know the PCR test has radiation in it, it has nanotechnology in it, has ethylene oxide in there. Proven, factual, all of it. What did we say 2 years ago? They're going to try and bring in a vaccine passport. What did Scott Morrison do? Straight away, he shit himself, and he's like, "Oh, these conspiracy theorists. There's no vaccine passport. Ha 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 ha. I'm a Hillsong pedo." Okay. What is it now? They're pushing for a vaccine passport. They're looking for a social credit score. They want to bring a digital ID. Oh, the conspiracy theorists are right again. Sorry. I'm running out of content, guys. Honestly, if it keeps continuing this way, I'm not going to have anything to talk about because everything we've said has come true. So this is the point now where, okay, you need to start suing people. You need to start sending out notices. You need to start doing class action. You need to do it. And do you know how easy it is? You get a handful of people together, a bunch of people who are reasonably smart, and you go, "How do we do this?" And you Google it, you research it, you find out, you ask people, you ring lawyers, you ring people who have done it before, and then you launch a class action. You get all your information together, you get all your affidavits together, you get a fucking big form, you get everyone to sign it, you share it across the internet, everyone signs it, you have a giant class action, and you start fucking suing them. You sue Pfizer. You sue doctors individually. You sue nurses. You sue everybody. You sue the police. You sue everyone who bought into this agenda when they had the information, they knew it, and they still followed the rules. Okay? The Biosecurity Act, that bullshit which came in and took away our freedoms. Okay? You need to start suing people. Sue the council. Sue the government. Sue people individually. Someone doesn't allow you to come into their shop. If someone literally fires you from your job because you didn't wear a mask, because you didn't take the vaccine, hey, you have full right to sue them. Did you not know that? You have full right. You don't need a lawyer. You represent yourself. Don't give money to lawyers. Just ask people who are lawyers and ask people who can help you. Do it yourself. Empower yourself. Get through the fear. Go, "I don't know what to do, Nate. I don't know how to fucking sue someone." Work it out. This is all part of individual sovereignty, guys. Okay, if you've got the council coming after you, fucking fight them. Find out the laws and rules and legislation and what the things they're breaking and what rights you have and go after them. That's what you have to do. That's what everyone needs to do. And that's what we're doing. So we've got to, unfortunately, do this shit, guys. You can't just sit back and think other people are doing it for you. When you do it, 14 other people around the world do exactly what you're doing. Okay? At that exact specific moment, because you created the idea and you followed it through. So the more action you take, as you can imagine, the more people do what you do. The more people are meditating, okay? The more people are meditating. The more people that are detoxing, the more people are detoxing. The more people are focusing on good news, solutions, and things like that, the more people will be doing that. It's a simple law of attraction. What you focus on, you create. And what you do, other people do, because you're inspiring them. And it's an energy, and it's a frequency band. So turn off the motherfucking news. Turn off CNN. If Telegram's fucking giving you the shits, Facebook and Instagram are pissing you off, turn them off. But you've got to take action. If you're turning that crap off, okay, do more meditation, do more detoxing. When you see the geoengineering in the sky, don't be like, oh, they're spraying us again, and just take a photo of it and post it on the internet. We fucking know, okay? Post some of your friends who don't know about it with 1,000 links, okay? Simply posting something on your wall, oh, they're spraying us again today, that's not helping anyone. That's making people depressed. That's making people sad. They're like, oh, what do we do? Oh, they're gonna kill us. Yeah, fuck off. What I do is I see that shit and then I go, I'm going to the gym now. I train harder. I punch harder. I kick harder. Then I go home, I eat better food. I drink more water. I fucking love my dog. I hang out with my friends. I post on the internet. I put truthful information out there. I go on my website. I put new products on there. I inspire more people on the streets. I go into the town when I see someone walking around with a mask. Go, hey, bro, did you know it's finished? It's been proven. COVID's a scam. I talk to people. That's my motivation. Does this shit motivate you or does this stuff depress you? That is your choice. Half cup full, half cup empty. It always boils back to that perception-based reality. You're a creator being. What are you doing? Oh, they're fucking spraying us again. They've been spraying us for 10 years, dummy. That's all good. Okay? So get your information ready. When you go into town, have your fucking USB in your hand. Go buy 50 USBs from China, little small ones, just enough to have the documents on there, and have them with you when you go out and you meet someone and they're unsure about what you're saying. Go, look, I actually created a USB. I'm going to give this to you. The only thing I ask you to do is once you've read the information, can you please pass it to someone else who will be open to this information? Because this is about helping you, brother, sister. So put the health information on there. Put the detox information on there. Put Wim Hof information on there, okay? Put inspiring stuff on there that they can create a better life with. Put 10 different meditations on there. Beautiful music, okay? Then put a whole bunch, whole folder of geoengineering. Put a whole folder of vaccine information, okay? Good movies you could put down there. The truth about vaccines. There's two whole series now. Once you've read through that, and that was before COVID even came out. Once you go through that, there's no fucking way you can even think about taking a vaccine. Simple. And all you had to do was literally buy a USB. They're fucking $10 in China, probably. A couple of gig, whatever. And then you just hand it to the person, go, hey, I actually made this. I want you to watch it. All you had to do was talk to the person, not be a cunt to them, meet them on their level. Okay, empower them in a way, but also chop them down with the real information, but empower them. That's how you work with people. You chop them down, then you empower them. You chop them down a little bit, then you empower them. Then you offer them a solution. It's mind control. I'm great at it. You should see me on the streets. You should see me. I fucking wake people up everywhere, all day. There's not a fucking single week that goes past I haven't woken someone up in the last 15 years. I'm that good at it now because I've been doing it for that long. And you guys can be as good as me, if not better. And the whole point of me being on this Telegram is that I empower you guys, and then you guys go out and start doing what I've been doing, and then you create a huge following, and so on and so forth. Otherwise, what is the point of me being here? Okay? We had a bunch of people that turned up to the meditation, but honestly, way less than I expected. There's probably 40 people, like the room was full. But I want a room where there's not even a fucking single piece of floor left because so many people showed up. I want people out the door. That's the type of response I want when I put a message on the internet saying, guys, come down to this meditation. The meditation was absolutely phenomenal last night. And for the people that showed up, fuck you guys. You're amazing. I fucking love you. It was so beautiful. I looked around the room a couple of times and I just smiled. It was absolute silence. Everyone was breathing. The energy was absolutely profound. And I just felt like I was with family. I looked around at all the beautiful faces, the smiling, beautiful faces and the energy, and I just wanted to sleep there. I want to just lay in the middle of the room and not leave and just be like, can we just do this every day? And you can. You can literally buy land with a bunch of people, put it in a title, put it in a trust, and start living out your dreams, guys. You can do that. And possibly in the next few months when the election's over, the world could go a little cray cray again. So do you want to be in the city? Okay, or do you want to be living somewhere? in a community. Now, if you want to be in a city, which is fucking completely fine, we need warriors in a city. All you need to do, okay, you could get people to live in your area. You know, you could, hey, let's all live in the same street. Let's all buy houses in the street, and you can do it that way. Or you go around the streets and do what I do on the streets anyway, but you have neighbors. I don't really have neighbors because I live out in the middle of nowhere. And you knock on all their doors. You talk to them. You go, hey, I just thought with what's going on in the world that I'd like to organize a barbecue. And we're going to do a little meditation and we'll have a little talk about how we can support each other through this next phase. Through the COVID stuff, through the fear, blah, blah, blah. Keep it very mainstream because you don't want to scare people off. Get them in. You got to get them to trust you, you know? Get them to trust you. Don't start talking about flat earth on the first day. Have a barbecue or some food. Have some beautiful music on. Have a fire going. Very fucking important. You have a fire in the backyard. A fire is what brings people together, it brings community together. That's where you pray, you eat, you sit, and you connect to the fire, right? So have your fire on in the backyard. Get people some tea, some cacao, whatever. That'd be a good idea. Some cacao to get their hearts opened. Maybe get someone in to play some flute or some guitar. Then do a little presentation. Go, guys, we all live in this street. I feel that we should be working together. Okay, there's a lot of people here I haven't even met yet. And I should have gone around and we should be all connecting so we can look after each other. We can support each other because the world's going crazy. And I want to have a good community. I want people that I can trust. I want people that I can help. What do you need, brother, sister? So do a presentation, just bringing people together. Then do one again in a month. Bring your kids, have a play day, right? Then go, guys, look, I've got this information together. I just want you to watch it, okay? I want you to watch it and just tell me what you think. I don't want you to get triggered or yes or no. I just want you to tell me, what do you think about this? Is there something we should be doing now? Because there's something more going on in the world than what we're being told. And then give them out the USBs. Give them the information. Okay, when you walk your dog, you should have your stickers ready to go. Boom, boom, boom. The sticker bomb all the places around the area. Back of toilet doors and all this stuff. But you should have your pamphlets in your backpack. And what you do, you fold them up and you put them in everyone's letterboxes. So you go for a walk out of the suburb and you put good, credible information in people's letterboxes about health. About detoxing. Give them free information which will make their life better. Did you know black seed oil, blah, blah, blah? Did you know that detoxing and fasting is an incredible thing to do? Have you heard of Wim Hof? So these people are just getting all this fucking mad information. They're going, who is this person? And then you can put your website down the bottom. And they look at your website and it's all this amazing free information. And the first few pages is all just mainstream stuff. Okay? But with your caring, with your energy, with your gifting, with your frequency and what you're doing, okay, you're creating a change. One person who is vigilant in an area can literally letterbox drop fucking 20 areas around their house within a month or two. Think about how many houses you can hit when you just go walk your dog. How are you not making change in your everyday life? How are you not going to the gym talking to people? When I used to go to the gym in Sydney, what I'll do is I'll literally put little pamphlets, not pamphlets, but information in the fucking in the gym in the lockers. I would slide it in all the lockers in the gym, and I'll come out. I've trained. I'm standing there, and I'm listening to the conversations of people talking about the information I just put in their lockers. Going, fuck, have you heard about this shit? No, I haven't. What the fuck? Is it a conspiracy? He goes, nah, bro, it's fucking this, that, and the other. So just go in the gym. I'm creating a change. And then I used to train at Rockdale Gym at Sylvania Rockdale Fitness first. Now, I would get in the steam room there, and it was a sauna, sorry, and basically it was a communal sauna, so men and women would go in there. It was quite a big one, and there's Asians, Greeks, Italians, Polish, Russian, all these different nationalities, Lebanese, you know, literally such a multicultural sauna. It was amazing because, like, you know, a lot of times we live in areas and we just hang out with our own people and we're in our own bubble. But I would get in there and I would start a conversation with these people. And then I'll direct the conversation. By the end, we've been there for 40 minutes and we're like hugging each other at the end. We're all talking, going, see you next time. And I'll literally come to the gym. People would be waiting in the waiting room at the front for me to come. I didn't know what time I'd come to the gym, but they're waiting for me to come. So when I finish training, they can jump in the sauna and we can all fucking chat together. And we had this regular thing going on where we had the sauna packed out and we're having these conversations just because of me. No one else. I started it. I created it. And it was literally just starting a conversation in the sauna and being present with people, asking questions, being open, listening to what they have to say. And there's something about being in a sauna, something about being around the heat, something about being around a fire in the backyard that activates your community, your culture, your genetics. It does something. It brings out this gathering of people. It's very important. Very, very important. The hot, the heat, the fire, the sauna. So these are the things you can do in your everyday life, you know, your everyday life. You want to have a bunch of stickers in your pocket, you want to have a bunch of pamphlets in your bag, and wherever you go, and you have USBs in your car. Then you have a whole bunch of stuff saved on your phone, links and all the rest of it, that if they want to, you can go, hey, if you want, I'll just send you these 10 links. And you have 10 videos on geoengineering and 10 website links. And you just copy and paste it. You go, what's your Facebook, what's your Instagram, what's your phone number? I'll just send you this link. Just have a crack through those videos. And then after you finish watching them, send me a message. Tell me what you reckon. Let's have a chat. So you're opening a dialogue. You're creating a friendship. You're supporting them and helping them. You don't want anything from them. And you're not telling them, this is what's happening. Or you dumb cunt, didn't you know? Or fucking, or you're not fighting someone. You don't fight someone. You have the information readily available. And you go, fuck, sweet. Well, if you, because people are basically closed in their mindset, right? So a lot of people, especially intellectuals, leftists and intellectuals, like 50-year-old men, they fucking think they have some like gift over everyone else and that they're so fucking smart because they went to university or something. But these people are the most insular people who are bought into the postage stamp reality ever because they went to school, they went to university, they went to high school, and they got taught all the Rockefeller shit. And they're so ingrained in the matrix, and their whole reality is based around by being smart or whatever, especially scientists and people like that too. Like, they just want to be smart and, oh, I know more than everyone because I'm a scientist. It's an ego trip, right? Same with doctors. Oh, I save lives. No, you don't. You kill people. You're a drug dealer and you kill people. Absolute bullshit. You do the absolute opposite. So these people have massive egos. So when you speak to these people, there's a different way of speaking to them. If I come across someone, a guy who's full alpha and he's literally blasting this information and he's getting away with it because he's alpha and because he has money, say he's got a nice car, all the rest of it. These are the things that people think about when it comes to social standing, right? If you get out of a, you know, 250K Mercedes-Benz and you're like, oh, you don't know what you're fucking talking about, and it's some scruffy looking person with no shoes, that guy's going to have more credibility purely because that's the way the system's been designed, because it's about a money system, right? Even though this guy actually has been to India, he's been to Nepal, he's done Peru, he's done plant medicine all over the world. He's got PhDs himself, but he's choosing to wear no shoes and he's got a long beard, okay? He's already discredited, even though he's got way more life knowledge and information than this fucking guy who's literally just read books and he's become a good repeater. That's what people are. I'm a good repeater. I know how to repeat the information out of the history books and all the books from university with all the other people who are repeaters in my class. And that's the information we have. And that's the only thing we go off. And our box of perception is so small that I can't even think outside my box of perception. And if anyone attacks me on it, I'm going to attack them back. That's how it works. So what I do with those people is I will literally publicly decimate them and shame them in front of everyone. Say there's 20 people standing around. There's a conversation that's happened. Say I'm in the post office and this guy's turned around and he's going, you're fucking conspiracy theorist or some shit. I will slam him till he looks like a fucking idiot. Absolutely slam him to the ground. And I know how to do it 10 times over. And I'll use sarcasm. I'll use humor. I've got so many different ways that I'll slam this person. And then at the end, I'll say, hey, I actually have information that you can look at, but you're probably so closed-minded that you'll reject it anyway. Because rejecting something you know nothing about is the highest form of ignorance. Now, I offer you the olive branch. Here is a USB. Will you research its information and tell me what you think about it? Because I'd like to hear what you think. Because you obviously are a smart man, except you've missed some seriously big pieces of the puzzle, which I'm here to give you. You know what I mean, guys? And you see how it works. You see what I'm doing. You see how every day is an option to make change. And people feel defeated because they're like, oh, what can I do in the world? My God, there is so much you can do in this world. Okay, gifting, gracefulness, and being of service fills up your cup. You know, I mean, that's why people, when they get pets from the pound or they find stray cats and they look after them, they bring them back to life and things like that, it feels so good. That's why waiters who work in restaurants, they walk with a straight back because they're of service. Their posture is of integrity and they're serving. It feels beautiful to serve at times, you know? So this is the wake-up call, guys. This is all you have to do. Become individually sovereign on everything you do. Vote with your dollars. Don't buy shit products. If you don't buy the shit products and no one buys them, that company is going to fail, or they're going to start making good products. That's the only outcome, because it's all money. It's all commerce. It's all business. That's why they want your data. That's why they want you using your smartphone all the time. That's why they want to hear every single fucking word you do, so they can use all of your information against you. So yeah, maybe at some point we need to actually get back to our Nokias. Have a normal Nokia phone. Oh, but it's so convenient, Nate. Well, sweet. Have a Nokia and have a tablet. So you go out and do all your stuff on your phone and you're not distracted by it. And then you come home and you just use your little tablet for a bit and put all your, you know, your spyware on it and all that crap, you know? Get a Linux tablet with absolutely bare minimum, not all the back ends. Get a laptop and put Linux on it. And just put calculator and Signal and Telegram and some sort of email, not Gmail. Don't use Gmail. And if you have an internet browser, use Brave. You know, let's keep it simple. Okay, go through your cupboards. Throw out all the fucking clothes you haven't worn in the last 2 years. Get rid of them. They're gone. See you later. Give them to the op shop. Start decluttering your world, decluttering your life, giving away the stuff you don't need and helping people wherever you can. And one of the best things you can do now to help people, okay, is to literally check in with people. We just went through 2 years of fucking mind control, lies, coercion, fear. The police, the military, the doctors, the nurses, all these people literally following the system. It was fucking depressing. What a letdown. And all those people we thought who were awake, who sold out for money, their job, I want to go overseas, I want to see my grandmother, and got vaccinated, who bought into the transhumanism path, fucking that was depressing too. And what else happened? Well, I'll tell you personally, for me, the dating pool just got a whole lot smaller. Now, it was already small before, because I ain't going out with no muggle, I ain't going out with no sheep, I want to have a family or someone who's in the matrix or vaccinated and all that crap, right? So it was already small, but then all these people got vaccinated and it was like, wow, shit, they're all out, you're all out. So it's been a fucking mind fuck of a 2 years, guys, right? And it was only a mind fuck because we allowed it. It's because people bought into the narrative. You see, we watched the news and we believed it. At some point, everyone believed in COVID and then they're like, okay, it's bullshit. But a lot of people still believe in it right now. And they're still wearing masks. Even though it's all finished, they're still wearing masks. And like, okay, fair enough. Back in Japan and China and places like that, when people are sick, they wear a mask to not spit on other people. They're not wearing it to protect themselves from others. They actually do it being courteous. Okay, in Japan, they put a mask on if they've got a cold, which I find is like, it's nice, good on you. They don't know that viruses are a fraud and you can't catch viruses and it's energetic and your body will automatically get sick, which is detoxing anyway, regardless if you have 50 masks on, because it's an energetic thing. It's your immune system. You come in someone's field, which can be 5 meters, 10 meters, it can be fucking half of Australia if you're a chi master like Jake, okay? And your field expands and then the software decides whether it needs to upload, okay? Your software and your fellow human being software and your DNA and your genetics says, oh, hey, okay, I've just gone through a detoxification process. And then my body goes, actually, you haven't done any detoxing for at least 5 years. You haven't done a liver flush. You haven't done a gallbladder flush. You haven't done any coffee enemas. You haven't fasted. You haven't done a juice fast. You haven't done anything. So your body's a bit maxed out now. So it's actually time you go into detoxification phase. And what happens? You get sick. What is getting sick? You are getting well. You are getting well. Your body is releasing the toxins from your nose, from your lungs, from your ass, from your skin, from your armpits. You're feeling sick because that's what happens when your body's pushing the toxins out and your body's processing it. You are getting well. Viva! Viva! That's what happens when you do plant medicine. When people purge and they spew and black shit comes out, they go, viva, they rejoice because you're getting well. Not only are you getting out toxins, energetically, you are getting out spiritual garbage as well because we're all connected, both realms, physical and non-physical, right? That's how it works. The whole entire pharmaceutical industry is based on a fucking lie about germs and viruses and vaccines. Oh, we need to get you in and cut, burn, radiate and poison you. You get well when you detox. You get well when you push through your trauma. You get well when you get in the sun and you get in the ocean, you move and you exercise and you stretch. Flexible body, flexible mind. If you don't have a flexible body, why would you have a flexible mind? If you don't have a flexible mind, how would you expect to get a flexible body? You're going to be inflamed. You're going to be stiff. Okay, your body is a barometer of the soul. Very simple. When you hurt your ankle, when this happens, when that happens, it's your body warning you. It's feedback, it's biofeedback on your incredible, intelligent body. So, anyway, guys, I don't know what else to say. Get active, please. Get the fuck out of bed, set your alarm, do some stretching, do some yoga, sit in front of the fire, get your balls, your dick, and your fanny, and your asshole in the sun. Every part of your body needs to be in the sun. And if you're getting fucking blanketed like we are up here at Northern New South Wales, get in your car and drive somewhere for a week and dose up on the sun. Get the coconut oil on you and lay in the sun for a week. Okay, get your vitamin D, get the sun in your eyes, get the sun in your body. It'll change your life. If you're feeling depressed, get in the sun and start exercising. For men, if you're feeling tired, you're feeling run down, get to the gym, start pumping weights, do heavy legs. 60% of your testosterone is in your legs, right? So if you're doing nothing, you're sitting around, you aren't moving, you're getting floppy, you're getting skinny, time to get to the gym, guys. Start pumping weights, start lifting, doing chin-ups, doing push-ups, you know, lifting heavy, pushing your body, running, get in the ocean, start swimming, do all the things that you need to do. Get out and start swinging the axe, cutting trees down, you know? Whatever you have to do, rather than use a chainsaw, get an axe out. Do the gardening, pull the weeds out, do the wheelbarrow, whatever you have to do, start getting active. Go start doing Brazilian jiu-jitsu, some kickboxing, some training, some pad work, some wrestling. Okay? Start moving, guys. You gotta move, you gotta be fit, you gotta be strong, and you gotta be fierce for what's coming. Because there may be a point where we're gonna need to fight. There may be a point where we're actually gonna have to go out there and we're gonna have to hurt some people. And I hope it doesn't come to that. But why would we not be prepared? Why would we not be all trained up in martial arts, trained up in weaponry, trained up in gun tactics? We don't have to use it. We're not going to do it. We're not going to use it on anyone who doesn't deserve it. But if someone tries to fuck with our freedom, if someone tries to fuck with our family, if a foreign legion tries to come here, like the United Nations, and forcibly vaccinate people, well, that is a line in the sand. You try and rape me, which is statutory rape, which is piercing my skin with a foreign object, I'm going to kill you. That's what's going to happen. You try and attack my family and my friends, I'm going to kill you. That's how it works. You've been warned. It's morals, it's integrity. It's not to do with your job. It's not to do with the law. It's not to do with some bullshit legislation a bunch of pedophiles pass. It's simple morals and integrity and living by the law of the land and the four agreements. That's it. Keep it simple. All right, beautiful people. I don't know what's going on my following, but I'm down to 9.2. I had 9.8 during the floods. So it's, 600 people have disappeared. This is exactly what used to happen on my Instagram. I sat on 21,000 followers for like 4 years. It would go up to 23, 24, 25, 26, 29,000. And then I'll wake up and I'll be back to 20, 21. And it was doing that constantly the whole time. And Facebook was the same. So I don't know if Telegram's fucked as well. I know it's not great. There's no good platforms. Privacy is a myth. There's no such thing as privacy anymore. If you've got a smartphone, you're fucked. If you're using the internet, you're fucked. If you even have those LED light bulbs, the incandescent light bulbs in your house, okay, and you've got all your blinds closed, how's this one? You can have all your windows closed, all your blinds closed, all your power and shit off. If you have one of those lights on, and one fucking fractal of that light is going out through the corner of your window, one little fucking millimeter piece, okay? The helicopters, the police helicopters can fly over, they can send a laser, hit top of your house, and they can listen to every single thing you are saying in crystal clear 100% high definition sound, okay, just by having one of those light bulbs on. That's the reality we're living in at the moment, guys. Absolutely fucking ridiculous. And welcome to Earth School. My name is Nate Max. I've got a bunch of products back on my website, guys. The MMS is coming in next week. An order went missing at the floods, and another order went missing recently, which is kind of annoying, but it's all good. So the MMS is coming back in next week. Got plenty of CBD at the moment, guys. If you want CBD, type in CBD. All the other products are on my website, innate-awareness.com. Go to shop. We've got a retreat coming up. If you're interested in getting in and buying land with people, type in off-grid and I'll pass your details on to our crew. If you want to live harmoniously, or you'll try and live harmoniously. It's pretty hard living with humans sometimes, but it's the great learning. It's the fastest learning you're going to get is living in a community, and it's absolutely beautiful when they work. They work really well. When they're really going, you know. I've got the quercetin on my website. I've got black seed oil. I've got ivermectin still left. Probably got only about 30 left. I'm keeping 20 for myself just for long term. What else we got? I'm putting the Thunder God Vine Root on today and the Flawless Defense, which are all tailored at infections, mold, bacteria, respiratory stuff. And, you know, along the lines of COVID stuff, incredibly powerful stuff. It's the only guy in the world who makes it. So I'm the only person in Australia and around the world who's selling it at the moment. You put it in your tea, you put it in your smoothies. As soon as you have it, you know it's working. It's kind of like medicinal mushrooms, but much stronger. And it's got 28 biodynamic 30 to 1 strength, which is super strong, herbs. With the Thunder God Vine Root. So, yeah, 30 different herbs plus Thunder God Vine, which is, you can imagine how powerful that is. What else we got on there? We've got stabilized oxygen, which you put in your water. So, if you're still drinking tap water or you're just using a basic filter, which is ridiculous, you can't be using basic filters anymore. You've got to be using reverse osmosis or distilled. I've got rainwater, I've got spring water and rainwater at my house, and I still use reverse osmosis because you're just the geoengineering, man. It's in the fucking air. I got spring water. I literally got spring water directly into my house and I still filter it. I've got a whole house filter and I've got a reverse osmosis as well and I've got a structuring thing. So don't fuck around with your water. If you want water advice, type in water. I've got portable structure devices on my website. We've got a whole house unit which structures your whole entire house. So your taps, your toilets, your hoses, everything is structured forever, which pushes the water into the fourth phase, which is H3O2. Which is basically cell water, which means it's 60% more absorbable. It's high in hydrogen, and it also lowers or raises the pH a little bit depending on where it is. It brings it back to neutral. So that's a good investment. And what else we got on there? Fuck. But anyway, check out my website, guys. I'm gonna put the link below. Go to my shop, have a look at the shop, buy some shit, support me. If you like what I do, support me. These are all amazing products. I've been grabbing amazing products for the last bunch of years so you guys can access them. So yeah, if you want to help buy a few products. If you're interested in retreat, type retreat again. Off grid for living off grid. CBD, if you want CBD, type in CBD. I'll send you inbox. Heaps of people typed to CBD last time and I inboxed must have been 40 people. And I reckon 20 of the people haven't even looked at their inbox. So I don't know. I don't know what to do. If you're not gonna look at your inbox, I can't really help you out. So go into your inbox and I've sent you a message. And it says, add yourself to Signal, add this number, and we'll talk through there. It's an encrypted chat, and we can talk about CBD. I don't so-called sell it, but I can help you acquire it. Okay, so you'll be talking to me, and then you'll do a donation. It's a normal bank transfer, and then it'll get posted out to you, and it'll magically turn up in your mailbox. Okay, that's how it works. So anyway, I hope you enjoyed this, and if you can please share it to other groups, that'll be good because when I see my following go down by 800 people, it doesn't really motivate me to keep posting. Like personally, I feel I should have 50 or 100,000 followers on here. And it's almost to the point where I'm like, I don't even really want to do it because I feel it's actually cheapening like my value and who I am. This whole growing a following thing for so many years and having a big following and then getting deleted off all the platforms is a bit of a low blow, you know? Because when I go on Facebook, at least, I have a whole bunch of people that get pissed off that come on my page, which is great, you know, and I get to comment back to them with information because people share it on Facebook and I might get 5, 10,000 shares on a post, like happens very often when I used to have Facebook and do Facebook Live. Now I can't even install Facebook on my phone. I've got a Facebook account, another one that I've been using, a friend of mine's, but I actually can't even install it on my phone because it knows that it's not the actual account of the person. How's that one? So it actually knows my phone's EMI number and it literally will not allow me to go on Facebook on my phone. I can only go on a laptop, which has a firewall and all that crap. So pretty ridiculous. It shows how scared they are and it shows how much the mainstream news is falling apart. Did you guys also hear that CNN brought out a thing called CNN Plus and they spent $300 million on it and they only got 10,000 subscribers? So I've got to 10,000 on this Telegram, and they spent 300 million, 200 on advertising, 100 million on infrastructure, and they only got 10,000 subscribers. That shows how pathetic it is, you know, and it shows how finished the mainstream news is, and we have to not give it any energy. And when you see the mainstream news reporters in the streets, Channel 7, 9, 10, CNN, MSN, Fox News, all this crap, it is your duty. This is another part of what I was speaking about earlier. It is your duty to go up and interrupt them and be like, fucking poo, Zionist propaganda, you know? Propaganda news, fake news, fake news, fake news. It is your duty to do that. Make it your weekend fun thing that you do with your family. Oh, look, guys, here's the mainstream news. You go up there and you smash them. And don't just say a few things and walk off because you feel like, you know, it's embarrassing or you don't deserve to be there. Stand your ground so they know you're not leaving, so they leave. If they turn around and go, fuck off, and you walk off straight away, then they're going to continue doing it. But when you're individually sovereign, you stand there and you don't leave. You literally hold your ground because you have full right to do that. There is no rules or laws or legislation where you can't interrupt that news, okay? So you should be interrupting. You should be disrupting because resistance works, okay? Spout truth. Stand there and just blast truth into the camera, you know? Hold your energy. This is all part of what I said earlier about individual sovereignty, the way you deal with the police, the way you deal with your money, your body, your health, your spiritual health, your time, your life, your partner. How do you love your partner? Are you in a beautiful relationship? How are you dealing with the government? How are you dealing with your neighbors? What's your family life like? You know, what's going on with your family? What's going on with the relationships in your life? Your friends, are you losing friends everywhere? Or are you gaining friends? Are you going out doing things in the world? Are you posting? Are you putting things in people's letterboxes? Are you talking to people on the street? Does your energy support someone that who's doing incredible things and people want to be like you just because of your energy? Yes or no? What are you doing? What are you fucking doing? If you're doing all that shit, you don't have to do anything. You're doing it. And you can do that all in your everyday life. You don't even have to change your everyday life much. You just do these things in your life. When you go to the supermarket, when you drop your clothes off to the place where you get your clothes washed, you talk to people, hand them information. Be awesome. Listen to them. Mentor people. Don't be that person that you come up and they're like, oh, it's that guy again. He's going to just start talking fucking shit to me again. Don't be that person. Be a human and drop some hints everywhere, you know? This is the whole point of being a ninja. When you become a ninja, you know how to acquiesce with people. You know how to meet them on their level. You know how to get them on your side. You know how to coerce them into being better people. It's okay to coerce someone into being awake. That's what the government's doing all the time. That's what the mainstream news is doing. They're coercing you to be stupid and be fearful. You are teaching people to think for themselves and have a better life. That's totally fine. God looks down on you and he's like, yes, fuck yes, well done. I'm going to give you some cool shit soon. You know? So you are part of God. You're part of the creator. You are creating this reality. So make sure you make it a good one. Everything that's going on around us is a representation of our inner worlds, the wars, the carnage, the this or that. This stuff can't happen if we're in control of our lives. There can't be any wars if we don't go to war. Oh, there's a war on. Who's going? None of the soldiers are going. You politicians can go. Fuck off. Off you go. You can go fight. Off you go. You can go. Oh, all the news people want to keep talking about war. You can go to war. We're not going to go to war. We're going to go to the park and have lunch with our fellow friends and our neighbors and our family. That's how it works, guys. And that's how it's going to end. Keep it simple. Don't buy into the narrative. Create your own narrative. You are the narrative. There's nothing outside of you. It's all inside and everything you need is inside. Anyway, this is an hour and 10 minutes of my life. I don't get paid for this, so buy some products. All right, guys. Have a beautiful day and I will chat to you soon. Bye now.